Senator Stevens' indictment today will have long-ranging impacts on politics in Alaska and the state as a whole. Terrence Cole is a professor of history at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says he is deeply upset by the news, even though he doesn't tend to vote Republican.
I think that anyone with a long-term perspective on this, you know, whatever their political allegiance, can't really be happy about this. I mean, must be saddened, because whether you agree with Ted Stevens or whether you voted for him or not, he's meant a huge amount to the state. He's done an enormous amount for the state of Alaska and for the people of the United States.
Cole calls Stevens a formidable fighter for causes he believes in with an incredible work ethic. And he thinks long term, today's indictment won't cast a large shadow on his legacy.
Often people seem to want to interpret a person's legacy in terms of immediate events. And his legacy, seen in the long run, despite whatever happens with these charges, still has to be that he is the most important political figure in Alaska in the second half of the 20th century. Just the size of these charges, this is not like, you know, I haven't really studied it at all, but it seems so, it's so small in comparison to everything else that he's done.
Cole says Stevens' service to the state is unmatched by anyone. UAA political science professor Carl Shepro agrees. He says it'd be tough to find a more influential figure in Alaska politics.
It'd be very hard to point to someone who's had more influence. You know, there's no question that a lot of the projects that are in place today would not be there if it hadn't been for his influence.
Some Alaskans today have reacted by saying they don't care about the indictment. They'll vote for him anyway. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'm not too surprised. I mean, really, if you look at his, you know, the voting percentages, he's clearly been elected by more than just, you know, Republicans. And, I mean, there are a lot of Democrats that have voted for him as well. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I've been asked about this before, you know, before the indictment came out, and I've always thought that basically the only thing that's going to keep him from capturing any votes is to be convicted of something. The indictment doesn't mean too much in a lot of people's minds. It's whether or not, in fact, he's found guilty.
This will have to play out, of course, for quite some time yet. But overall, initially, what do you think? How do you think this will affect his popularity?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same, you know, in terms of whether or not people are going to vote for him. I think that in general, there are a lot of people that are going to see him still in, you know, in the same light that they always have. You know, they might think that it's time to step down, but I don't think that he's going to lose a lot of popularity amongst the general population.
Carl Shepro is a political science professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage.